This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. Shaka Hislop, the former West Ham, Newcastle, and Trinidad and Tobago goalkeeper, and a man you know from ESPN SC, will be joining us in this edition of the show. And later on, Raphael Geller, our Israeli correspondent, Raphael of Vice Sports, will be talking a little Maccabi Tel Aviv Champions League chances. Maccabi Tel Aviv will be hosting Chelsea in November and heading to Stamford Bridge next month. Cannot wait to talk about some Israeli soccer with Raphael Geller. And again, Shaka Hislop will be joining us before Raphael comes on. And tonight, I get to go to the Clásico de Califas. That's right, World Soccer Talk Radio will be inside Avaya Stadium for that big Quakes Galaxy match, perhaps the two hottest teams in the entire league. And yesterday in the Twitter sphere, and I encourage all of you to get involved with the World Soccer Talk Radio Twitter activity and follow me at NateWST. There's a little fun going on in Twitter yesterday, and it was amazing after the conversation that we had with Craig Burley on this show about how defensive folks around MLS can get anytime there's any criticism of a club or of any aspect of officiating or anything like that. And I've also called the LA Galaxy the league pets of Major League Soccer on the show quite a few times, the titty-sucking baby of Don Garber. Well, in anticipation of tonight's Cali Clásico at Avaya, I rewatched the last time these two teams played back on July 17th, the Gerard debut match that ended up in a 5-2 Galaxy victory. Well, if you recall, the Earthquakes went up 2-0. Quincy Amerikwa was on fire. The Earthquakes were up 2-0, and a very soft penalty changed the entire course of that match and got the Galaxy back to 2-1. It was an elbow from Tommy Thompson on one Steven Gerrard. So I went to Twitter and I posted this. Just rewatched at LA Galaxy and at SJ Earthquakes from 7-17. What a load of crap. First penalty changed the whole game. Softer than Pampers. Hashtag sham. About 15 minutes later, the official LA Galaxy Twitter account comes back with this, at NateWST. Are you sure? Thompson's elbow left quite a mark. And we look at this picture, and it looks like a bug bite. They actually posted a picture of Steven Gerrard in his post-match press conference. It looks like a bug bite or a big zit. I had to call for help to see if anyone else could even see the mark left. I appreciate the LA Galaxy interacting with me, but do they realize that they're exemplifying all the points that I make about them with this response? I posted a picture of Brian McBride in response to the response and said, "That's not an elbow mark. This is an elbow mark." We're back with Shaka Hislop after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Get involved in the Twitter sphere.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Introducing Centrum Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. All you LA Galaxy fans, send me your hate tweets at NateWST. Tell me that Tommy Thompson's elbow left such a nasty mark on Steven Gerrard's head back in July. Cannot wait for the Cali Classico this evening. It is a pleasure to welcome into the show right now a former Premier League standout goalkeeper. This man is a Trinidad and Tobago legend. It's Mr. Shaka Hislop. Shaka, finally getting on the show. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Good to be here, Nate. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. So, hey, I want to talk with you about one of your former clubs in West Ham. But before we do that, I got to ask you about something that your ESPN SC partner, Craig Burley, talked about on the show yesterday. He said he loves everything over there at ESPN FC. He loves all the crew. The only thing that he can't stand is Stevie Nicol farting all the time. Have you had to deal with the Stevie Nicol flatulence issue?
Yeah, we've all had to deal with Stevie Nicol flatulence issue. And my next contract, I'm hoping to have a clause in that. Part bonus, as if you like, Nate. I'm not sure how ESPN would go for that.
All right, enough about that. Moving to Upton Park, talking about the Hammers, talking about the Irons. The new Croatian in town, it's quite the mixed bag. And it's been, for just three games into the season, it's been quite the mixed bag of a three-game set. One win, two losses, a home loss to Bournemouth, but also a 2-0 victory on the road at the Emirates. Let's talk about the new Croatian manager. Let's talk Slaven Bilic over there at West Ham. What are your thoughts on the Croatian, and how are you feeling about him being the manager of this club?
Well, in all honesty, I like the appointment. And it kind of goes back to his time with the Croatian national team, because as a club manager, in all honesty, in Turkey and again in Russia, he didn't do an awful lot. But Slaven Bilic is a West Ham legend, and he will, as a result, he'll have more of a honeymoon period than most managers do. But I think more to the point, West Ham fans know that their season is going to be full of ups and downs. It's going to be full of away wins against Arsenal and then home losses against newly promoted teams like Bournemouth. They know that, and they've come to accept that. What they do want to see their team do, though, is play good football, which I think Slaven Bilic will do. I think their Achilles heel against Bournemouth was defending. And if there's anybody who you can hope will put that right, it's a defender who made his name at Upton Park. And again, Slaven Bilic ticks those boxes. So I think it will turn around. And more importantly, he will bring the kind of football that West Ham fans want to see back to Upton Park.
Do you think there's any chances of them pulling something off special at Anfield tomorrow? And I phrase it like that because nobody expected them to pull anything off on the opening day at the Emirates. And you talk about how they can kind of play up to the competition. And do you think that it's possible they could nick something from Liverpool tomorrow?
Well, I think what you saw certainly in the opening against Arsenal was how good they can be when they have to sit back and defend, which, again, that's Slaven Bilic's forte, and you expect the same against Liverpool at Anfield. I will say, though, that Liverpool themselves have been, you know, I'm not quite sure whether they're coming or going. I thought in their last game against Arsenal, that nil-nil, I thought they were absolutely fantastic and deserved a lot more than just a point. Even though, admittedly, it could have been worse when you think back to that Ramsey goal that was incorrectly disallowed, in my opinion. But Liverpool are playing well, and it's a game that they'll fancy. But, you know, again, this is the kind of game that West Ham and West Ham fans have been known to you know, kind of upset the apple cart. And it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest to see West Ham come away with 3 points.
We shall see how that one goes. A 3 o'clock kickoff over there on Merseyside, Liverpool and West Ham, the Saturday Premier League affair for those two clubs. All right, Shaka, we are going to take a glorious trip back to 2005 and 2006. Now it's time to talk a little Trinidad and Tobago national team. It was two of the greatest years in the history of the Trinidad and Tobago national team. You've described the nil-nil World Cup opener against Sweden as one of the proudest moments, not only of your footballing career, but of your entire life. Let's talk about that here in a couple minutes. The one I want to ask you about and take a little trip back to is the game that got you guys into the World Cup, the 1-0 playoff victory in the second leg at Bahrain. I remember it vividly watching on TV. It was one of the creepiest, weirdest feels of any football match I've ever watched. There was that guy singing into the megaphone the whole time. It was really dark. It was hazy. It was downright creepy. Take us into the stadium and describe what it was like playing in that match for you, that historic occasion for your national side.
Well, it really was an odd setup, as you rightly point out, Nate. You know, it wasn't there was only one really tall stand, and then, you know, remember, we're in the middle of a Middle East desert here. So for three quarters, it's a low stand that you can see quite far into the distance of. There is nothing anywhere around. It's at night, so there is absolutely no light anywhere else. And all you can hear is this noise in the background. That's kind of irritating, as you rightly point out, Nate. But more to the point, and just to kind of set the atmosphere from our perspective, everything about Bahrain, about the country, about the fans in the stadium, and quite frankly, about the players on the field, suggested that they'd won the playoff game, that they were through to the 2006 World Cup, and it was just a, you know, it was just a matter of, well, let's just see this out, and you know, it was academic at that point. When, you know, we kind of came into that game feeling exactly the opposite, that we had to be at our best, and that's exactly how the game played out. It's only when we scored that they realized that they were in a game and had something to do about it. And then, as you mentioned, the crowd and this guy on the megaphone added to the creepiness, as you put it, Nate, because all of a sudden now the fans turned and their atmosphere, their response was totally different, and it really made for, well, interesting is probably the best way you can put it. Interesting last few minutes of that game.
Well, I remember they got the away goal. They got the 1-1 draw back in Trinidad and Tobago. And so they thought they were going to go home and just hold nil-nil. And as soon as you guys scored the goal, they went, oh, crap, now we got to actually go out and play football. Then the atmosphere turned a little hostile, and that's when things truly got weird. But you guys prevailed, and you end up going to the World Cup in 06 in Germany. And, hey, let's talk about that opener in particular. And it's interesting, again, going back to the conversation with Craig Burley, a proud Scot, and we talked about the 98 World Cup, where Craig talked about as a Scotsman going into that thing, where every player went, we're probably not going to win the World Cup. Let's make sure to soak in every second of this and enjoy every second of this. Let's compete out there, but let's soak in every last moment of this thing. Did you guys have a similar mindset going into that opening match against Sweden?
We certainly did. I mean, it was the first time Trinidad and Tobago had ever qualified for a World Cup. So it was a special time, it was a special game for all of us. You know, we came so close in 73 against Haiti. Many of your listeners would know about that day, November 19th, 1989. And I shed tears that day. I was here in the U.S., I was at college, and it was heartbreaking. And I see myself as a Trinidad and Tobago football fan first, the fact that I played for them kind of is icing on the cake. But I'm a fan, and that was the most important thing to me. And then from a more personal perspective, that game was on a Saturday, June 10th, 2006. On the Friday, Leo Benacker called me and said, "I'm going to be third." Remember, I think it might have been the first World Cup where the entire squad was allowed to change and be on the bench. I'm not sure if I'm right in saying that, but it's the first I had heard of it. So at least I was going to be on the bench, but there was an injury concern to Kelvin Jack, the starting goalkeeper, and Leo Benacker said, if Kelvin can't make it, he's going to play Clayton Ince. And Shaka, you're in number three. And we had some exchanges over that, let's just say. And then, lo and behold, on the day, Kelvin Jack does pull up injured, and Leo Benacker turns to me and gives me the nod and says, "Are you ready for it?" Which, it was the perfect preparation in many respects. Thrown in at the deep end, sink or swim. And as I describe it, I had a great night's sleep. I wasn't nervous about anything, had far too big a breakfast, and was totally relaxed. And then 10 minutes before kickoff, I'm in. And then it's a matter of hearing your national anthem on football's biggest stage, which that moment, that 90 seconds, was the proudest of my football career. There was a small matter of a game to come after, and that took care of itself, in all honesty, Nate. That's what we do, you know. That's what we train to do and what we prepare to do, and that took care of itself. But as a fan, nothing comes any better.
Well, you and your fellow countryman, Dwight York, were absolutely sensational that day. I remember June 10th oh so well back in 2006 and rooting you guys on from right here in California. Hey, you referenced that day back in 1989, really a sad day for Trinidad and Tobago football, a glorious day for American football. And you referenced that you were watching it as a Howard University student, as a college student here in America. I'll ask you to this day, this will be the last question here in the 30 seconds that we got left here with you, Shaka. Would you have saved Paul Caligiuri's shot in that game in 1989?
I would like to think so, but at the same time, I am a huge Michael Mullins fan. He inspired me to be a goalkeeper. He was actually the goalkeeping coach in 2006, and you just got to put it down to one of those days, one of those fateful days. What kind of fate depends on which side of the fence you sit on.
It's an incredible layer to the story that you were a college player in America watching that game. Shaka Hislop, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome back on the show anytime, and best of luck this weekend with the ESPN FC, man.
Thanks, Doug. Great speaker, Ian. We'll do it again soon.
All right, cheers, Shaka. Back after this with Raphael Geller of Vice Sports right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Albarea. Another huge thank you, a tip of my cap, to Shaka Hislop. We're going to get Shaka back on the show sometime, talk a little bit more about Trinidad and Tobago and that historic run to the 2006 World Cup. Also talked with Shaka off air. I got to share this story with you listeners real quick. The first time I ever stepped foot in a Premier League ground, I was 8 years old in the year 1999, and it was Villa Park. Villa Park on a foggy, nasty Monday night, went into the Holt End, Villa West Ham. Players who were playing in that match included Frank Lampard and Rio Ferdinand for the Hammers, and in goal for West Ham was one Shaka Hislop. The match ended 0-0. Shaka made a number of fantastic saves, and as Shaka said, well, you saw me play goalkeeper and you never looked back, Nate. And so I'm very, very proud to say that Shaka was in goal for my first Premier League match in person at Villa Park back in 1999. Cheers to you, Shaka. It is great to continue on with the show and welcome in now our, I'm just going to call him our World Soccer Talk Radio Israeli correspondent. You've heard him quite a few times right here on the program. Rafael Geller of Vice Sports. Thank you so much for coming back on, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Nate. How are you doing, man?
Doing real good. So hey, I'm anxious to talk with you about Maccabi Tel Aviv and their Champions League group draw and Chelsea and Jose Mourinho's trip to Israel coming up in November. And obviously Maccabi Tel Aviv will be coming back, coming to England in mid-September to play at Stamford Bridge, and also Dynamo Kiev and FC Porto in that group. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's start with your upcoming piece here for Vice Sports, all about the Palestine Cup. Last time you were on the show, we painted so many local pictures and gave so much flavor of the soccer scene where you're at right now. Tell us about your new piece and tell us a little bit about the Palestine Cup.
Well, as many people know, the Palestinian territories now are split into two sections, the Gaza Strip, which many will know by the wars that you've seen in the news with Israel and Hamas. Hamas is in control of the Gaza Strip, and then the West Bank, which is much more populated and much bigger in area. So those are the two territories. Now, since 2000, due to all sorts of things from inner Palestinian politics to external politics, meaning Israeli wars, etc., they have not been able to play against each other, the team from Gaza and the team in the West Bank, because to remind people, they're not connected. Israel's in between them. So since 2000, they have not been able to play. After the FIFA Congress, a lot of deals were made under the table, not really publicly announced. But one of the things was that the Palestinians would want to have this Palestine Cup, meaning that the winner of the cup from Gaza would play the winner of the cup from the West Bank. And what's more remarkable is that that a team from the West Bank would be traveling from the West Bank into Gaza. It's very hard to explain this because this is very intense politics. But basically, in 2007, there was a civil war between the Palestinians, between Hamas, which is an Islamist organization, let's put it that way to be nice, and Fatah, a secular modern party led by Mahmoud Abbas, who is also now the president of the Palestinians. In this war, basically Hamas kicked out Fatah out of Gaza and said, this is it, you know, we're taking control. They've tried to rekindle a lot throughout the years. It hasn't really worked out. But for the first time since all this has happened, a group of Palestinians from the West Bank made the trip to Gaza, which was very fascinating in the first leg. And then vice versa, which is just as fascinating. All the players from Gaza got to go to the West Bank. Some of them had never even been there ever. You know, they're 25, 30-year-olds that had never even been to the West Bank because of so many different reasons. And for those who are, you know, not so fond of Israel, it's important to note it wasn't just Israel's role in this. It was also the Palestinians having their own external issues. So in short, after many years, they decided to have this cup, and they had it. It's over. The team from the West Bank won, and it was a very special moment for the Palestinians to be able to have these two legs, again, one in Gaza and one in the West Bank.
Rafael, tell us about the players. You hinted a little bit at it right there. Talk about the experience for these players, these grown men getting to do something for the first time. And maybe people in the Western world might not be able to appreciate just how surreal the experience may have been for these players.
Well, for Gaza, you know, it's ever since Hamas took power, there's been a blockade that Israel's been enforcing. And now Egypt right now is actually a bigger enemy to Hamas and Gaza than Israel is. And there's no money. The GDP per capita is, you know, much, much smaller than the one in the West Bank. And there's players who are making, you know, $100 a week, maybe $300 a month, you know. And for them to be able to go play in the West Bank was more than just a football match. A lot of them got to go to Al-Aqsa, which is the third holiest site in Islam, after Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. So they got to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and pray. And that is something that that's, of course, in Jerusalem. And that's something that they very much valued. And also just getting to go to the West Bank and see your people. I mean, remember, they're all Palestinians. They're all from the same people. They just are separated by land. So for them to get to go is a big deal. What's also interesting is a lot of players on the Palestinian team are also Israeli Arabs, meaning they were born in Israel, in the Green Line in Israel. They have Israeli passport, they have Israeli citizenship. So when it came to them going to Gaza, it was a bit complicated because they're considered Israeli citizens, and Israeli citizens are barred from going to Gaza. So they had to work around that. There aren't any superstar names, to be honest. The ironic part is the team that from the West Bank is that played was not even one of the best teams. They just happened to win the cup that year. They were the smaller team out of the team in Hebron. But what is interesting for them, and I think your listeners will like that, is this team was coached by an Italian who is the first Italian coach in the Palestinian leagues. And this summer, he was able to get them another impressive accomplishment by getting them to travel to Italy. First Palestinian team to ever have their training camp in Italy. And they happened to get to play against teams from the Serie A, big teams, Palermo, Bologna. So they got the experience of playing against, you know, first division Italian sides, an all Palestinian squad. There's no foreigners in this league, by the way. It's all Palestinians just because there's no money and visas. And, you know, this isn't us, you know, this is still a very difficult area in the world. But it was very incredible. Of course, I didn't get to go to either of the legs for many reasons, mostly political, but it was incredible. I'm friends with a lot of the players on Facebook and with the Italian coaches, and it was really special to see all the pictures of the players at Al-Aqsa Mosque. There's nothing better than this kind of story for you know, a group of people to finally be united, and a lot of it is thanks to what happened in the summer with FIFA at the FIFA Congress.
Well, there we go. Something good that came out of the FIFA Congress in the summer. There you go. There's a breath of fresh air. Hey, in the under 90 seconds, got about a minute 20 before we got to head to break. Rafael, give us the name of this Italian coach and give the name of the club out there so some folks can look this stuff up.
Oh, the name of the Italian coach is Stefano Cousin, and the name of the team in the West Bank is Ali Khali. That might be a bit difficult to pronounce it, but Ali Hali Hebron. And then the name of the team in Gaza is Ithiad Al Sajaiya, which Sajaiya, really quickly in 10 seconds, is the neighbor that was hardest hit in this past war with Israel. So that also is very symbolic that this team from Sajaiya neighborhood was able to win the cup in Gaza. Really lots of good stuff on Facebook. If people are interested, they can talk to me on Twitter and I can send them really cool pictures, videos. It made all the rounds in the Arab media, obviously not in the British media or big media outlets like that. But I guess, hey, that's why I'm here today, to talk to you.
Hey, you made it to the big time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network with World Soccer Talk Radio. And, hey, I love the soccer lessons that are taught with this performance from the West Bank champions and the cup run that they made. You need to just ratchet down your defense. You need to make a cup run. Get an Italian in charge. Come on. It's common sense here. Stefano Cusan. I love it. All right. Raphael Geller back with us after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Talking Maccabi Tel Aviv. Talking UEFA Champions League. Chelsea, Porto, and Dynamo Kiev. Stay tuned.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, and as you know, Manchester United fans, well, you should know if you've been listening to this show, we've got a special treat in store for you this Sunday, and you need to mark your calendars. We've got two of the blokes from Full Time Devils. That's right, that YouTube channel that you love so much, most popular Man United channel in the YouTube galaxy that is. They'll be calling the Swansea Man United match live on Rabble.tv with United currently, I love this, currently unbeaten. Three league matches, 7 points. Sunday's game will be a true test against one of the informed sides in the Premier League. The Swans, can they keep doing their quality work under the Monk? What will the Monk come up with for Swansea on Sunday at the Liberty Stadium? Will we finally start seeing Wayne Rooney rediscovering his goal-scoring form? Will we see Memphis continuing to be an attacking threat down the left wing? Will he live up to that number 7 on his Manchester United jersey back? Find out this Sunday when Gaz and Adam from Full Time Devil share their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble, the concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the TV broadcast, press the mute button, and then head over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. You can listen to the broadcast on your desktop, through your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Rabble is awesome. It is free. Be a part of it and post questions or observations, comments in the comment section. Be a part of these broadcasts. Get some banter going with Gaz and Adam, whether you're a United fan, a Swansea fan, or a fan of any team in England or around the world. Get on those message boards and get at Gaz and Adam during the game. It's one of the best parts of these Rabblecasts. Or this weekend, what better way to cut your teeth as a broadcaster than to do a broadcast? Create your own Rabblecast. Call one of your team's games. It's free. It's easy. Join the Full-Time Devils on Rabble again this Sunday from 10:45 a.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. of A. on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and it's your call. Raphael Geller of Vice Sports is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Another huge thank you to Shaka Hislop for joining us earlier in the program. We talked all about the Palestine Cup and the Italian hero for Ali Hebron, Stefano Cousin, the Italian maestro leading that team to the Palestine Cup. I love that story. Be sure to stay tuned to the Vice Sports website. We'll let Raphael give you the location for that story before we let Raphael go. But it's time, Raphael, to talk a little UEFA Champions League and an Israeli club, not only in the UEFA Champions League here in 2015, they're in a rather interesting group. There were quite a few words that came to mind. I'll just go with interesting. Chelsea and Porto, obviously the big story right there. Jose Mourinho matching up with his former club, the club that really helped to launch Jose to European and subsequent international stardom. You have Dynamo Kiev in that group as well. Then you have Maccabi Tel Aviv. So you've got Maccabi Tel Aviv in a group with Chelsea. I just love that storyline. And you'll be going, you'll be seeing Chelsea in November. And then from what I hear, you're hoping to get actually out to London in mid-September to see Maccabi Tel Aviv take on Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. How are folks feeling about Maccabi Tel Aviv's chances in this group? Because I got to say, I know Porto has had some success in recent years, making it to the knockout rounds, and Kiev's got a decent history in the European Cup and the Champions League. But apart from Chelsea, I mean, it seems like there is a semi-legitimate chance for really the minnow of the group in Maccabi Tel Aviv to pull off something special. Are you feeling that way? And are any of the folks around the Israeli soccer scene feeling that way?
Well, to be honest, most people are hoping for a solid third place finish to get to Europa League top 32 because, you know, that's more realistic. I think it's going to be very difficult. But at the same time, Maccabi Tel Aviv has one of the best goal-scoring attackers. I can't even call him a striker because he's not in the world right now. He has scored 60 league goals in the last 2 years. He scored 14 European goals in the last 2 years in European competition. His name is Iran Zahavi. He's been linked to lots of teams across Europe. He's in the best form of his life. He scored two braces in this competition. He single-handedly took Maccabi, and he beat Basel, which, you know, Maccabi Tel Aviv, no one expected them to get by Victoria Pelsen, which was in the third round. And then in the playoff round was Basel, which is probably, in my opinion, I've been arguing this for a long time, Basel are probably the best team in Europe out of the top, you know, 6-7 leagues. They've been to Europe 13 years in a row. They've made the top 16 a couple years out of the last 4 years. They've had really good coaches. They've had really good players. When Salah was there, Mohamed Salah, he led them to great heights. They've had lots of great players throughout the year. So it was a really big surprise that Israel could, or Maccabi, that is, could beat Basel. But, you know, I don't know. Chelsea could, you know, assume that the game's going to be very, very easy, and it might be, but then might slip. And who knows, maybe they could get a crazy draw. I mean, in Champions League football, you never know. Last year, Maribor from Slovenia, a very similar team to Maccabi, got a draw against Chelsea, if I recall. So things like this happen. I don't know what's going to happen. What I can tell you guys is, as much as we see right now, Chelsea, you know, whether it's Stones from Everton, John Stones, or Paul Pogba, all the names that are linked to Pedro, they just got. Maccabi are also making a lot of moves, and some of them are actually pretty interesting. Right now, as we speak, I was just on the phone with a Serbian journalist, Red Star Belgrade, of course, one of the biggest teams in Serbia and one of the biggest teams in the Balkans, have decided that they are going to sell their goalkeeper. And at the end of the day, we're talking about a goalkeeper that won the U20 World Cup, is already a captain or the second captain of Red Star Belgrade, a team that, you know, has an arena of 55,000 people. So it's really incredible that this move might happen. There are lots and lots and lots of teams that were interested in him. And the sale right now, according to many media outlets and sources, is around $3 million. And his name is not very good with Serbian names, so I'll give it my best shot. Predrag Rajokovic. If you're
nailed
a real
it.
Big,
absolutely nailed it.
If you're a big football fan, you know who this guy is. He was voted the best goalkeeper in the U20 World Cup. He's been linked to tons of Bundesliga clubs, AC Milan, Fiorentina, Anderlecht, basically everyone. The reason why he wants to come to a small team like Maccabi Tel Aviv is because we have Slavisa Jokinović, who just led Watford to promotion. We also have Nikola Mitrovic, who's another Serbian. And basically, Israel has had a lot of Serbians over the years, and it's been a very great relationship. Not just Serbians, actually, all the Balkans. There's also a Croatian player on Maccabi Tel Aviv, so I think he's comfortable with that. And most importantly, Nate, he knows that if he comes here, he can play. Immediately. Maccabi's thinking of cutting or releasing their 36-year-old goalkeeper for him. There's Diego Lopez at AC Milan. There's lots of great goalkeepers at some of the Bundesliga clubs. If the team has bought him, it'd be for an investment to have him play maybe when he's a little older, maybe loan him out. But at Maccabi, he can start, and he can be, you know, in goal for when they play Chelsea September 16th in Stamford Bridge. So he's 19 years old. He already has a cap for the Serbian team, and he's considered the next big greatest goalkeeper. So and to be very, very clear, if Maccabi Tel Aviv did not make the Champions League, there's no way he would ever come here. I mean, we're talking about maybe one of the greatest signings in the history of Israeli football, to get a 19-year-old who lots of top clubs across the world want. But he's coming here to play, and he's coming here to play in the Champions League. And that's a really big deal. He's a very exciting. And most ironically, the goalkeeper of the Serbian national team right now, Stajnovic, plays for Maccabi Haifa. And he has something like 65 appearances. So you could have the two, you know, great goalkeepers, the older generation and the younger generation of Serbian goalkeepers, which people on the show might be like, oh, you know, big deal. But Serbia has given us lots and lots of talent in football over the last few years. Just ask Chelsea and lots of other big clubs. But Vladimir Stojkovic, who's the number one and has been the undisputed number one for many years on Serbia, is also here. So it makes sense. There's one little team right now, not little, but there's one team in the Bundesliga trying to make some problems and try and maybe offer more money. But from what I understand, this goalkeeper is expected to be here tonight, even tomorrow, on a flight. And that's a huge move for Maccabi to have a very strong goalkeeper. I told you about Zahavi. Dynamo Kiev is a team that no one really gives respect to, but they were able to win the title last year over Shakhtar Donetsk, which is a very hard thing. I personally think it's more maybe connected to the fact that Shakhtar couldn't play at home because of the war going on there. But before that, they hadn't won a title in 6-7 years. Shakhtar won it 5-6 years in a row. So Dynamo Kiev, also half of their roster plays for the Ukraine national team, which I've been in plenty of major tournaments. So it's exciting. I mean, in the British media, I've read all the from the Sun to the Telegraph. Everyone's saying this is going to be a very, very easy group, but I don't think so. I think Chelsea will struggle. Their defense has been terrible, as you guys I'm sure saw against Man City. Some of their defenders look a little older, and you never know in football. Maccabi has absolutely nothing to lose. I think they're probably the smallest team besides Astana this year in the Champions League. And it's very exciting for the people of Israel to have this kind of thing happen, and especially during a very exciting European Championship qualifying time. Israel has its most important match against Wales in exactly 9 days. So it's a very exciting time for Israeli football.
Now, Raphael, in the 3 minutes that we've got left here with you, there are a few things that jumped out from some of the things that you just talked about there. First off, love the Serbian goalkeepers. Secondly, if you keep talking about Zahavi, Chelsea are going to sign him by the end of the window. you might want to maybe, you know, lower down the Zahavi talks. I swear, you know, Roman Abramovich is going to come creeping. You ended there, you know, about a minute ago talking about how big of a time it is for Israeli football. And we could talk about the national team another time. It's such an incredible story. And best of luck to the Israeli national team and their desires to qualify for the European Championships. You've got an Israeli club in the Champions League, and that is not a routine thing. And you talk about how they can garner players, how they're garnering international attention by simply being in this marquee club competition, being in this 32-club pool that is the UEFA Champions League. We've got under 2 minutes left here with you, Raphael. Just sum that up, how awesome it is to see an Israeli team in the Champions League and how this is not a routine thing.
Right. I mean, only before there was in 2010, 2009, 2004, and I believe 1 year before that, with Maccabi Haifa. So this is a fourth or fifth time. What's most interesting, and I'll say it really quickly, is that the Maccabi Tel Aviv, even though this is now their first time under the current regime, and maybe I didn't use that word correctly, I just read too many political articles, but under the current ownership, Jordi Cruyff, son of Johan Cruyff, who everyone knows, and even Jordi Cruyff, Manchester United Barcelona player, is the technical director, Martin Bain, who was the head of the Scottish Premier League, who is an executive there, is the CEO. And Slavisa Jokanovic, who played for Chelsea, by the way, that's a great reunion against his old team, coach at Watford. There's lots of big things that jump here. I'll give you the funniest story that I'm sure you would like, Nate, knowing your personality. Last year when Maccabi Tel Aviv won the championship, Johan Cruyff was sitting about 10 feet from me in the VIP area. I was in the press box, and he was just drinking away and celebrating for his son. And that's the kind of exposure, I think, that Maccabi has because of these names like Jordi and Johan coming, you know, for the title, and Martin Bain, who is very well respected. He was with Rangers also for many years before everything happened to them. They're going to get a lot of exposure. Tal Ben-Chaim, who played many years in England for Chelsea, Man City, Bolton, is one of the captains in Heart and Soul's team. Iran Zahavi has scored. It's just basically the same amount of goals. After Messi and Ronaldo, he's been number three in all of Europe. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited. It gives me more work, to be honest with you.
Well, it's good work. And Raphael, right. we got to get going here. But you say I'd love the story about Cruyff just getting hammered drunk at the stadium. Are you saying that my personality means that I'm an alcoholic?
I am not saying that. I am saying that I think you would enjoy seeing a legend of the game just, you know, having a good time and not always being so formal.
Well, I agree with that. I hear that, and I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just a drunk. I'm just a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings, and I'm just a drunk. Exactly. Hey, I love the story. I love having you on the show. You're welcome back anytime, mate. And best of luck covering also in 9 days' time that big Israel Wales match. Look forward to hearing that. And again, check out Raphael's work on Vice Sports. Cheers to you, Raphael. Welcome back anytime, man. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Raphael Geller of Vice Sports. We're back after this, taking the express train home right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Taking the express train home. Another tip of my cap to Shaka Hislop, Mr. Trinidad and Tobago, talking about TNT, talking about his former club in West Ham and the Croatian dreams at Upton Park at the Bowling Ground. You gotta love it. Cheers to Raphael Geller of Vice Sports. Check out his new piece on the Palestine Cup, sports.vice.com. And we'll have Raphael back on real soon to talk about the Israeli national team's hopes of making it to the Euros. I am off to Avaya Stadium, Clásico de Califas. It's the California Clásico. It's the Quakes. It's the Galaxy. It's arguably the two hottest teams in all of Major League Soccer. And a Fearless Friday forecast prediction. We're laying it on the line right now. In classic fashion, Quakes 3, Galaxy 2, a late winner from Chris Wondolowski, Chico State Zone, Nate Abarea signing off. Come on, you Quakes!